For now, though, most people see first-run films the old-fashioned way at the movie theaters. Here with a look at what's playing this weekend is Slate's Summary Judgment.
Hey, for those of you lucky enough to already know you're getting a big fat tax refund, what better way to celebrate than by going to the movies? And if your refund's big enough, you might even be able to afford a visit to the concession stand. And then maybe go check out the dramedy Smart People. Dennis Quaid stars as a widowed college professor going through a midlife crisis. Ellen Page, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Thomas Hayden Church also star.
I would like an explanation. Why are you here?
Vanessa said that you couldn't drive for 6 months, so I'm here to help.
I'm a little low on cash right now. I can't really afford to get my own apartment, so it's kind of a win-win situation.
Unfortunately, most of the critics say lose-lose. The Toronto Globe and Mail grades one of those sadly dependent independent films, every bit as formulaic as any Hollywood blockbuster. The Village Voice complains it's like an entire season of a sitcom whittled down to a single episode. There's no time for characterization, no room for emotion. And Newsday speaks for the minority of critics who like Smart People. Quaid's endearing performance holds this fine, if somewhat fragile, film together. Next up is a movie even a tax accountant can enjoy. Writer-director Tom McCarthy, who scored big a few years back with the indie hit The Station Agent, returns with another heartwarming comedy, The Visitor. Veteran character actor Richard Jenkins gets his first leading role as a stifled man who meets two immigrants and finds his life forever changed.
He was arrested. I'm sure it'll be okay.
No, it won't be okay. We are illegal. We are not citizens.
The Visitor is one of the best-reviewed films of 2008. Rolling Stone raves a heartfelt human drama that sneaks up and floors you. The New York Observer calls it marvelous, and The Hollywood Reporter cheers, compelling and illuminating. And for those of us who aren't getting a nice tax refund and are feeling anger towards the man, maybe the gritty crime drama Street Kings is just the tonic. Co-written by legendary crime author James Ellroy and directed by David Ayer, who wrote Training Day, comes Keanu Reeves as an LAPD vice cop, battling corruption and looking for the killers of his former partner. Forrest Whitaker and Chris Evans also star.
I'm going out there. You're going home. And we're never, ever going to discuss any of this again.
What?
Look, Paul, this thing you want, that you think you want, you don't want.
The nation's critics are split on this one. Even though the Philadelphia Inquirer finds it a good, compelling, violent picture, the Chicago Tribune shrugs a shrill, brutal bash, and the Associated Press tasers, the cliches and laughably hammy dialogue are scattered about just as liberally as the spent bullet casings in Street Kings. So, once again, a film about dirty cops. You know, that's not fair. What about a film about dirty tax accountants? Huh? There's plenty of them. Believe you me.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and a loyal taxpayer living in Los Angeles.